We're watching a press conference that is about to start in Pittsburgh this morning. 11 people are dead at the Tree of Life Synagogue in that city. 6 people are injured. Suspected gunman Robert Bowers is in custody. The Department of Justice is investigating it as a hate crime. We'll be joining the press conference live when it begins. But first, NPR's Sarah McCammon is here to discuss the case with us. She is in Pittsburgh. Good morning.
Hi, Lulu.
We're waiting to hear from officials. What do we know so far about the victims?
Well, what we know is that 11 people were killed at the Tree of Life Synagogue here in Pittsburgh yesterday morning. We've been told none of them were children, and also that 6 people were injured, including several police officers. The names of the dead are expected to be released very soon, and we should know more about the people who were killed as the day goes by. Of course, the next step is funerals, memorial services. We'll be hearing more about those in the days to come as well.
Yeah, this alleged shooter has been arrested and charged. What do we know about the motive for this crime?
Well, it is being investigated as a hate crime. It took place, of course, at a synagogue. The alleged shooter is 46 years old, had expressed anti-Semitic and anti-immigrant views on social media, and he was taken into custody at the scene yesterday, is facing 29 federal charges in the deaths of those 11 people, and authorities are continuing to look into the motive, how it happened, why it happened.
And what else do we know about how the attack happened?
Well, authorities say the shooter was at the synagogue for about 20 minutes yesterday morning. This was as a religious service was expected to begin. He was armed with an assault-style rifle, we're told, as well as 3 handguns, engaged with an officer at the scene. And again, several officers were said to have been shot, and he was taken into custody at the scene.
Put this into context for us, Sarah. There have been so many mass shootings, and here we are again. How does this fit into this awful pattern?
Right. I mean, this is the 3rd mass shooting I myself have covered in just over a year. And while it's not the deadliest on American soil, it appears to be one of the deadliest, if not the deadliest, attack on a Jewish community on U.S. soil. Again, 11 people killed. A rabbinical group that represents conservative Jewish congregations, including this one here in Pittsburgh, released a statement saying one of the most important lessons that the Jewish people can teach the world is that an act of hate against one community is an act of hate against us all. This mass murder is a reminder that anti-Semitism is on the rise in America at a rate unprecedented in decades.
Yeah, and we heard that from someone from the Anti-Defamation League earlier. It seems like everyone is really grappling with this and trying to process what happened. So I am wondering what it's like in Pittsburgh this morning.
Right. I went to this scene this morning. It was very quiet and still. It's a cold, drizzly, kind of miserable morning in Pittsburgh. I walked up to the edge of the synagogue, to the police tape, as far as I could go. And it, you know, of course, there are police officers everywhere, emergency vehicles, lots of journalists, and people, as they always do in these situations, have begun, you know, laying flowers, memorials, just at the edge of there's sort of a shrub, a section of shrubs around the front of the synagogue, around the corner. And this is, you know, just a beautiful, quiet neighborhood full of large, stately, older homes, you know, a really, I think, a point of pride in the community, this neighborhood and the synagogue. And people are, you know, grappling as they do. I don't know what to say. I mean, we've covered so many of these. There were vigils last night. There always are. There will be another interfaith service tonight. And the grieving is really just beginning here.
I think we're expecting this conference momentarily. But just before we go to that, how is the community responding?
Yeah, well, as I mentioned, there will be about 5 o'clock Eastern time tonight, an interfaith prayer service. This of course, happened at a house of worship, and people after these events always gather to pray, and they will tonight. A local children's museum opened its doors for free and said, you know, bring your kids if you want a safe and comforting place. It's so hard to talk to children after something like this happens, so hard to make sense of it, as we know as mothers. And so that's just one small thing the community's doing to try to help families, Jewish and otherwise, throughout this community in Pittsburgh, cope with what's happened here. This tragedy that's happened again and again around this country has happened here, and people are trying to make sense of it.
Yeah, I think we have some tape of the vigil, and we're going to play that now.
Adonai Eloheinu
incredibly moving and somber. What has been the response from elected officials so far?
Well, it depends on which elected official you're talking about. The governor of Pennsylvania, Tom Wolf, said in the aftermath of this tragedy, we must all come together. We must take action to prevent these tragedies in the future. We simply cannot accept this violence as a normal part of American life. Something that has become more and more commonplace in American life, nonetheless. The president, President Trump, yesterday afternoon addressed the shooting, remarking that if there'd been an armed guard inside the synagogue, the shooter might have been stopped. And it's important to note, of course, that there were police on the scene very quickly, and they did engage with the shooter, and several of them were shot in the process. The president also suggested that perhaps bringing back the death penalty would help deter such attacks. Worth noting that the death penalty is still on the books in Pennsylvania, although it's been a couple of decades since it was carried out. At the same time, you know, there are several other states where there have been mass shootings in recent years. Think of Texas that actively carry out death sentences. But nonetheless, the president is calling for that to be more of the conversation.
And obviously, President Trump has a personal relationship with the Jewish faith. His daughter, Ivanka, and his son-in-law and his grandchildren are Jewish. And he spoke last night and called it out and said that these were anti-Semitic attacks and that this was a hate crime.
Right. And he, you know, he and the vice president have both said that this cannot be tolerated, and said that this is you know, sick thing to do. So he's certainly called it out. Of course, the thoughts about how to deal with it, how to reduce this kind of crime, how to respond to it, there's a great deal of controversy about that.
When you walk around Pittsburgh and you see people sort of grappling with this and trying to make sense of it, what are they saying about why this might have happened?
Well, I think in these situations, and I've not been on the ground here in Pittsburgh too terribly long myself, but I think what you see again and again in these situations, as I said, I've covered several mass shootings now, three, this is my third in just the past year or so. People are, on the one hand, just bewildered, trying to make sense of why someone would do something like this. And in each case, it seems like there's a search for why. After the Las Vegas shooting, I did a piece about why we need to know why. And there are a number of reasons for that. Sometimes it's law enforcement wants to understand what went into the motive for a crime so they can prosecute and investigate and so that they can maybe try to reduce it. But there's also a psychological need to know why. You know, people grapple with why here, why me, why my community. In this case, there are, as we've said, indications that suggest that the shooter had anti-Semitic and anti-immigrant motives. That tells us something about why this might have happened. Again, that's still under investigation, but it is being investigated as a hate crime. And that may be something we know more about as this press conference gets started pretty soon here in Pittsburgh. We are waiting. We're watching the screens here, waiting for authorities in Pittsburgh to address the public, address the media. And there are a lot of questions about why this happened. And also, we expect to know more about the victims soon.
We're going to bring in Armar Eliason now to talk about a little bit more about the political landscape around this. Of course, we are coming up to the midterms, and a lot of people are looking at this and feeling very on edge and wondering if this is really, connected to the elections. Mara, good morning.
Good morning.
So set the scene for us, the president's response and basically how... We are actually starting this press conference now. We're going to go there live. Here we go.
We want to offer our most heartfelt condolences and prayers to the victims of yesterday's senseless acts of hatred and violence, to the families and friends, and to Pittsburgh's Jewish community and to the larger community of Pittsburgh. The Jewish community of Pittsburgh is one that we as Pittsburghers treasure. It's an important part of the cultural and social identity of Pittsburgh. And so this was an attack upon our neighbors and upon our friends, and one that we felt very deeply. The fact that this attack took place during a worship service makes it even more heinous. A place of worship is a sacred place. It's a place of peace and a place of grace. It's a place where a community comes together to celebrate that they hold most dear and most sacred. And this, of course, is our first freedom as a people. So today, all over Pennsylvania, men and women in similar places of worship are in prayer for our Jewish brothers and sisters. So today we stand together as a community that rejects hatred and violence, a community where neighbors respect neighbors, where we embrace our religious diversity and we celebrate our differences. And together we mourn those whose lives were lost and we begin the healing process. I want to commend the courageous police officers and SWAT teams who responded to the scene. They are truly heroes who, without hesitation, without concern for their own safety, ran toward gunfire to protect innocent victims. By confronting and neutralizing Bowers, they prevented additional loss of life. So, a word about the charges. Last night, my office filed federal charges against the defendant, Robert Bowers. The complaint alleges
that on Scott Brady, Saturday, United States Attorney for the Western District of Pennsylvania.
9:50 a.m., Robert Bowers entered the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh's Squirrel Hill neighborhood. At that time, members of the Tree of Life Synagogue were engaged in religious services and worship. Bowers was armed with multiple weapons. He had three Glock 357 handguns and an AR-15 assault rifle. Inside the synagogue, Bowers shot and killed 11 individuals and wounded two others. Police officers and SWAT teams responded quickly to the scene, and Bowers shot at them. Ultimately, four police officers were injured, and three of them were shot by Bowers. During the course of his deadly assault on the people of the synagogue, Bowers made statements regarding genocide and his desire to kill Jewish people. After a standoff with police, Bowers eventually surrendered and remains in federal custody today. So our complaint charges Bowers with 29 separate federal crimes. There are 11 counts of murdering victims who are exercising their religious beliefs. There are 11 counts of using a firearm to commit murder, and each of these counts is punishable by death. The final seven counts are based upon the harm inflicted by Bowers upon the brave police officers who, in trying to stop Bowers' rampage, put their own lives in danger. Three of these brave men were shot by Bowers. So Bowers is scheduled to make his initial appearance before a federal magistrate judge on Monday, October 29th at 1:30 p.m. So moving forward, the investigation is underway and our work will continue. Know that we will spare no effort or resource in ensuring that the defendant is held fully accountable for his unspeakable and hateful crimes. We would ask the public and the media to have patience with us as we conduct this investigation and understand that there are things that we cannot share at times during the course of the investigation. At the conclusion of our remarks, we'll be happy to take questions. Now you'll hear from Special Agent in Charge of the Pittsburgh Field Bureau, Robert Jones.
Thank you, Scott. Last night at approximately 9 p.m., Robert Bowers was formally taken into federal custody following the issuance of an arrest warrant by a federal magistrate judge here in the Western District of Pennsylvania. He's presently still in the hospital following surgery and under guard. At this point, we have nothing to indicate that Bowers had accomplices, but again, we are in the early stages of this investigation. Our hearts continue to go out to the families of the victims of the Jewish community here in Pittsburgh last evening. After some difficult work by the medical examiner's office, all 11 victims were positively identified and next of kin notification took place. As of 6 a.m. this morning, all of the victims had been taken from the Education Center to the medical examiner's office. I want to personally thank the leadership of the Jewish Community Center and the rabbis of the three congregations located at the facility for their patience and the patience of the families as we work through the night to identify and remove the victims this morning. This is a large, complex crime scene, and much work remains to be done. At present, FBI evidence teams from Baltimore, Washington, and
that
Newark.
That is Robert Jones, the FBI special agent in charge of the Pittsburgh field office. You're listening to special coverage from NPR News.
As reported already, we've conducted a search at the subject's house in Baldwin, and a search of his vehicle will take place this morning. I can't comment on what was found in those searches. We continue to conduct interviews, scrub social media, review possible surveillance camera video, and exploit digital media to determine how and why Bowers committed this terrible act. I ask again that if you have information that may help, please contact law enforcement. I'd like again to thank Chief Schubert of the Pittsburgh Police for the heroic actions of his officers. Had Bowers made it out of that facility, there is a strong possibility that additional violence would have occurred. I also want to thank Wendell Hisrick and his team. They are a big part of the community that all law enforcement promises to protect and serve. Thank you very much. I'll turn it over to Wendell.
Good morning. I would just like to take a few minutes and thank the outpouring of support that we've received over the last 24 hours. The Jewish Community Center, the Red Cross, the Salvation Army, the various grief counselors, the Children's Institute, and the many other organizations and businesses that have provided food and logistics for the officers and for the victims. As Mr. Jones mentioned, the area around Wilkins and Shady will remain closed so that the forensic investigation of the crime scene
Wendell
can continue.
Hisrich, Pittsburgh Public
that
Safety
area
Director.
Will probably remain closed for up to a week. Extra patrols have been assigned around various sensitive locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh to include where the scheduled event will occur tonight. In the next few minutes, the medical examiner will release the names of the deceased victims. I would personally ask that the media respect the privacy of the families of these victims. I was there last night and witnessed the notifications being made to the families. It is a very difficult time for the families, and I ask you to give them some distance. Finally, if you see a first responder, whether it be a police officer, paramedic, or firefighter, go up to them and say thank you for their work that they've done. The last 24 hours has been extremely stressful for them, and a word of thanks would go a long way. At this time, I turn it over to Pittsburgh Bureau of Police Chief Scott Schubert, who will give you an update on his officers. Thank you.
You're listening to special coverage from NPR News.
First and foremost, as everybody's saying, our heartfelt condolences to the victims and to their families and their friends. And we have a strong relationship with the Jewish community in Pittsburgh. And I just want to tell them that we grieve with you, we support you, and we're here for you, and we will continue to work with you. This is a tragic thing for everybody, but it's something that makes Pittsburgh strong is that we work together, so we're going to continue to do that. I still want to praise the officers for what they did. I mean, they ran into danger. They ran into gunfire to help others. Some of that's training. Some of that's experience, but it's their inner core that wants them to help others, that wants to save lives. And they did that yesterday, so we want to praise them for that. The four officers were injured. One was released yesterday. We're praying one will be released today, and then the other two have a little bit more that needs to be done. And can't say enough for the medical staff at the hospitals for what they're doing for the officers.
Chief we have Scott Schubert, Pittsburgh Police Chief.
And they're doing a fantastic job with that. Can't say enough for the interagency and interagency support. Western Pennsylvania is blessed to have so many law enforcement agencies that work together, that train together. And yesterday just showed how that works. City, county, state, federal agencies working together, no egos, working together for what's right. And I can't thank them enough for that. We're going to get through this, and we're going to continue on and show what Pittsburgh's made of. So thank you.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Carl Williams. I'm the medical examiner, chief medical examiner of Allegheny County. And again, I want to reiterate what everybody said so far, which is we and my office extend our deepest sympathies and condolences to the families. I met with them last night during the process of identification, and there's no words to express the sympathy that they need. Yesterday evening at the synagogue, we entered the synagogue and identified all 11 victims before they were removed and brought from the synagogue last night to my office. We've been involved with four rabbis from the synagogue and elsewhere. They can have a continued presence at my office during the process. I'm going to give you the names of the victims now, and these will be available to you afterwards. 75-year-old Joyce Feinberg of Oakland, 65-year-old Richard Gottfried of Ross Township, 97-year-old Rose Mallinger of Squirrel Hill, 66-year-old Jerry Rabinowitz of Edgewood, 59-year-old Cecil Rosenthal of Squirrel Hill, 54-year-old David Rosenthal. David and Cecil Rosenthal were brothers. 84-year-old Bernice Simon of Wilkinsburg. 86-year-old Sylvan Simon of Wilkinsburg. Bernice and Sylvan were husband and wife. 71-year-old Daniel Stein of Squirrel Hill, 88-year-old Melvin Wax of Squirrel Hill, and 69-year-old Irving Youngner of Mount Washington. The bodies are currently at the medical examiner's office. Autopsies have begun on those. We are doing everything in our power to complete the process in a way that honors both civil and religious law, cause and manner will be released to the media as they're determined. We have not established a time framework for this. We're only in the initial process of evaluating what will be required to do that. And finally, in talking with the families last night, they are in shock and grieving, as you can imagine. My colleagues and I join the authorities in asking for you please to be respectful of the needs of for the time and space as they deal with this tragedy. Today and the coming weeks, they will need to know that Pittsburgh supports them and is lifting them up. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jeff Finkelstein. I'm the president and CEO of the Jewish Federation of Greater Pittsburgh. So I have to begin by saying that I've seen this room a lot of times on TV, and I never thought I'd be at this podium. This is an awful, awful period for our Jewish community, and especially for the families who've been affected. And it's real when once you hear the names. We're going to do everything we can to help the families. We're in the process of doing that now, and we'll be there for them and be there to help our Jewish community in the Pittsburgh region heal from this. I want to echo a lot of the thanks and gratitude that people have already expressed to local law enforcement, to the FBI, to the DHS, the Salvation Army, the Red Cross, who've all been there with us yesterday at the JCC. I want to thank my colleagues at the Jewish Community Center and Jewish Family and Children's Service especially for really stepping in to work with the families. We will definitely get past this and be a strong Jewish community like we've always been. Thank you. I'm going to ask the mayor to come up now.
Thanks, Jeff. Pittsburgh is a strong town. We are a resilient city. We have been knocked down, and we have found ways to stand back up. And we've always done it in one way, by working together. To the victims' families, to the victims' friends, we are here as a community of one for you. We will be here to help
this
you
is Mayor Bill Peduto.
This horrific episode. We'll get through this darkest day of Pittsburgh's history by working together. Squirrel Hill is the most diverse neighborhood in all of Western Pennsylvania. People choose to live there because of the diversity of the community. The Jewish community is the backbone. It is part of the fabric of Pittsburgh, and we will be there in all communities to support our friends in the Jewish community. We, as I stated, have been knocked down before, but we've always been able to stand back up because we work together. And I have to take a moment to thank those that spoke earlier. The effort that was put in across multi-jurisdictions, from the federal to the state to the county to the local, was something that we should all be proud of. The fact that we were able to work together as one community, suburban medics coming in voluntarily to take on different areas of our city because all of our medics were at the scene. Our medics deciding on their day off to voluntarily come in to fill 7 additional ambulances to back up our officers and the officers who came from our surrounding counties. The federal agents and the state troopers and the county officers all working together in order to be able to make sure an episode that will forever go down in the history of this city as one of the worst moments that we have experienced was able to be lessened because of that coordination. And to those that are standing behind me who spoke earlier, the professionalism that was exemplified through their leadership was something that we needed at our darkest time. To our officers who are in the hospital, and to one officer who has been discharged, the thanks of an entire city go to them. Their sacrifice and their knowing of the danger that they put themselves in order to be able to protect others is something when they put on that uniform that we should understand the sacrifice that they make. And to their family members, this city will be behind and there to support you in anything that you may need. And finally, to those that are not familiar with Pittsburgh, to those who have given their words of not only confidence but support to Pittsburgh from around the world, around this nation, and around this state, thank you. We know that we as a society are better than this. We know that hatred will never win out, that those that try to divide us because of the way that we pray or where our families are from around the world will lose. And in Pittsburgh, we're pragmatic, and we find solutions to problems. We will not try to rationalize irrational behavior. We will not try to figure out ways in order to lessen the degree of crimes such as this. We will work to eradicate it. We will work to eradicate it from our city, from our nation, and our world. Hatred will not have a place anywhere. And we will work locally to make those changes happen. And we will work with partners around this country and around this world to make sure that it ends. I want to thank again all of those in this room, the elected officials who are gathered, those that have worked on the front line of public safety, those that worked within public works and other parts of government in order to be able to assure the safety of our people. And we'll open it up to questions at this time.
That was Mayor Bill Peduto. You're listening to special coverage from NPR News. And that was a press conference taking place in Pittsburgh related to the deaths of 11 people yesterday at the Tree of Life Synagogue.